We are here with Emma Waking, who is a conservation officer with the Minnesota Department of Wildlife, and it is hunting season, or it's about to be, although I kind of looked online already, and there's already a lot of things that people can hunt for in the month of October. So can you kind of tell us a little bit more about what are all the things that people can be hunting for this October?
Yeah, so we have a lot of seasons open right now. Throughout October, a lot of different things open up, like duck and goose hunting, which I know a lot of people partake in. Dove is also open, and small game and deer archery. Deer firearms doesn't start for another month here now. But yeah, we have a lot of different seasons open.
So with hunting season being upon us, and of course, we've got also a lot of farmers outside in the field during harvest season, is there any big interlapse between somebody's favorite hunting spots and it also happened to being somebody's bean field?
You know, not really. Every once in a while you run into it, but since those fields are private land, ultimately it's up to that farmer to decide if they're going to allow hunters out there or not. And that's why we suggest everyone, when they're out small game hunting, wears that bright blaze orange so everybody knows where everyone else is at when they're looking out in the fields.
Because I do know that's one of the biggest things is as soon as the cornfield gets cleared out, you got about maybe 60 deer in there just kind of hanging out, and you're like, oh, I can't do anything, you know?
Right. Yep. We want to respect everybody's land and the opportunities that they do give the public for going out on their land. I know some people will see a really nice buck out there and it's tempting to take it, but that would become trespass issues, and ultimately you don't want to step on everybody's toes so you can continue to enjoy these hunting seasons and get out in areas where you would love to go hunt.
And with it being hunting season, there's always the push to try to get more hunter safety in there. So where are some places that people can go to maybe learn more about hunter safety or basic firearm responsibility, or just maybe better areas to go hunting from?
Yeah, so firearm safety training is required for everyone born after 1979, and that allows them to purchase a hunting license within Minnesota. Students of all ages can take training online or in the classroom. A good place to go to look for that is on the Minnesota DNR website, mn.dnr.com, and it'll explain all of the different things on what you need to get in order to get that firearm safety training.
What are some other things that people need to do in order to get a hunter licensed? Is there special registration they also need to fill out? Is there certain bag limits that they have to worry about? What are some other things that people have to think about when it comes to hunting season?
Yeah, so you'll need, like I said before, you'll need that firearm safety training. And then you can go to any gas station or online to buy those licenses. One thing is you need, for deer hunting especially, you need to know the specific area and where you're going to hunt, because Minnesota is divided up by zones, and that dictates whether you can get one deer, if it's a buck only zone, if you can only shoot doe. So all of that is in the regulations booklets, which I strongly recommend hunters read before going out. There's a lot of good information on there, along with the different limits and possession limits that you can have for all different types of animals.
Is there any cost to do the basic safety training?
Yes, there's a small fee. I don't remember off the top of my head how much that is, but in order to take these classes and keep people coming back to teach them, there is a fee to take it.
And so what are some things that you like to see personally kind of going out and looking at all the hunters? Do you like to see just people kind of just enjoying the nature around them? Do you like to see the youth hunters? What are some favorite aspects do you have about this hunting season?
I really enjoy just getting out there and making contacts, talking to the people. For the most part, everybody is super excited to be outside and enjoying the outdoors. I especially love making contacts with the younger kids. It's great to see them out enjoying the beautiful outdoors that Minnesota works so hard to upkeep.
So with youth hunting season almost upon us here for deer, what are the age limits on that?
Starting at 12, you need to have your hunter's safety. For licensing, there's a youth license, youth deer hunting license, and if they haven't gotten that hunter's safety quite yet, they can also get an apprenticeship, which allows them to go out hunting with an adult who is fully licensed and has their hunter's safety.
And how long does that last for? A year, 2 years? How long does that last?
You can get the apprenticeship for 2 years.
What about a standard hunting license? Is that just for the year, or can it work kind of like a passport every, you know, 6-7 years?
The standard hunting license is just for that one deer season. There is the ability to buy a lifetime license if that is also what you would choose, and that lasts for your entire life for free. However, you do have to renew it every year for it's a $0 fee when you go online to buy it.
Is there different training sessions that you have to go through based upon what type of season it is? Such as, do you have to go through a bow hunting class, a firearm class, and a trapping class? Or can you just kind of learn all those skills in one class?
So for the most part, you can learn the skills in one class for hunting. So that would be your small game, your waterfowl, and your deer, those type animals. That's just your hunter safety course. Trapping, they do have kind of just a trapping course like the hunter safety that you would go through. And then there's also boater safety for more of the summer months.
And with it also becoming into the fall season, it's also safety with four-wheelers, ATVs, and even snowmobiles, correct?
Absolutely, yes. See a lot of ATVs out and about during the fall months. It's easier for people to just kind of jump in there and head on out. However, I would like to remind people that with the ATVs, there are a lot of other regulations that you need to abide by, and we do have a regulations book online, or usually the officers will be carrying a couple around to hand out if you ever need them. The same laws for transporting firearms are also with the ATVs.
What are some common issues that you experience with some people? Like when you go around and do some rounds, what are some things that maybe you might see as a quote unquote violation that maybe others can look forward to and say, no, yeah, we can clean that up a little bit.
Pertaining to ATVs, remember to have those headlights on. It's something that I don't think a lot of people realize that they have to have on even in the daylight hours, but those headlights need to be on at all times of the day. Otherwise, for hunting, just make sure you have an article of blaze orange on you. It allows other hunters to know where you're at, and overall, it's just key safety. And then with those firearms, make sure you know where that muzzle is pointing at all times. We hate to see accidents happen, and I would never want to go out through one of those again.
So is there big problems with mixing the seasons together, like how deer season and waterfowl season can be in the same thing? Is there kind of a big commotion as to, you know, who gets to hunt where, or any other issues that might bleed it through together?
Not really. For the most part, everybody's very respectful of each other, which is awesome to see, and it makes making these contacts a lot more fun. For the most part, in this area especially, waterfowl hunters will go out on the lake and hunt within the water, while deer hunters are usually in some tree areas up in a stand, and then small game is kind of everywhere. But again, that's why we have those different safety regulations in place to make sure everybody's having a good time and staying safe.
So what about the, I guess, head count? Have you guys been keeping track of the head count as far as deer population in the area, or maybe, I guess, a best estimate of if we've got a good size deer population for hunting this year?
Yeah, so they did a survey, and it looked like deer was maybe down a little bit this year, but not too bad. I think it'll be another really good deer season here coming up. Pheasants were up by, I think it was 86% to 90%, so I'm really excited to see that pheasant season starting here soon.
And do I need to fill out any registration for if I happen to hit a deer with my car during deer hunting season?
Yes. So if you want to keep that deer, say you were driving down the road and it's an accidental kill, you hit it, you can give me a call or another conservation officer in your area, and we can issue a permit. We'll kind of ask you a couple different questions to make sure that it wasn't taken illegally. Yeah, we absolutely don't want to see that meat go to waste. If you or someone you know wants to take that deer, there's certain permits that we are able to give you to take that off the road.
I actually did not know that. That's actually kind of interesting. I was being like totally facetious. I'm like, oh yeah, I got the biggest kill of the year with my Chevy truck over here. And
yeah, sometimes, I mean, it's awesome to see that meat doesn't go to waste. The one thing unfortunate with those car kills is, I mean, they do bruise up pretty quickly, and not all of that meat can be used, even if you do take a permit. But in order to take that animal, you do need a permit from a conservation officer.
And that was Emma Waking, a conservation officer with the Minnesota Department of Wildlife. If you would like to learn more about hunter safety or possibly apply for your hunter safety class, or just learn more about what's going on with the Minnesota Department of Wildlife, definitely go to their website at dnr.state.mn.us.